health, which we're seeing here with these photos that have popped up of Donald Trump trying to cover up this bruising that makes me really wonder, like, if it's this bad that you have to cover up the hands with makeup that doesn't even match, how bad is the bruising? And we're also seeing Donald Trump not be able to walk in a straight line, as you can see here. It's a sign of dementia when you can't walk in a straight line. Well, Gavin Newsom is now trolling the president about the dementia. I've got that coming up for you. And J.D. Vance knows that there's something going on because he was asked about Donald Trump and his health. And here's what J.D. Vance had to say.
The president is in incredibly good health. He's got incredible energy.
He's in such good health that we hadn't seen him for about 6 days. And the pictures that popped up of the president from earlier today look terrible.
And while most of the people who work around the president of the United States are younger than he is, I think that we find that he actually is the last person who goes to sleep. He's the last person making phone calls at night. And he's the first person who wakes up and the first person making phone calls in the morning. So, yes, things can always happen. Yes, terrible tragedies happen. But I feel very confident the president of the United States is in good shape, is going to serve out the remainder of his term and do great things for the American people. And if, God forbid, there's a terrible tragedy, I can't think of better on-the-job training than what I've gotten over the last 200 days.
I don't know what to hope for, because President J.D. Vance sounds pretty bad. Do you agree? Reminder, J.D. Vance knows who Donald Trump is.
And so one of the takeaways is not just that the Republican base is somehow fundamentally flawed in a way that's unique in American political history. It's that Trump is a really bad candidate and, frankly, I think a really bad person.
It's like he grew the beard and he also became evil. It was like a deal with the devil.
I'm a never Trump guy. I never liked him.
It makes you think that at a fundamental level, this is sort of a he said, she said, right? And at the end of the day, do you believe Donald Trump, who always tells the truth? Just kidding. Or do you believe that woman on that tape?
No, I cannot stand Trump because I think he's a fraud. Well, I think he's a total fraud that is exploiting these people, who is a total fraud.
Like you said, I agree with you on Trump because I don't think that he's the person. I don't think he actually cares about folks.
There is definitely an element of Donald Trump's support that has its basis in racism or xenophobia. I think there's a chance, if I feel like Trump has a really good chance of winning, that I might have to hold my nose and vote for Hillary Clinton. I think I'm going to vote third party because I can't stomach Trump. I think that he's noxious and is leading the white working class to a very dark place.
I'm a never Trump guy.
So J.D. Vance knows who Donald Trump is, and the other person who has Donald Trump's number is Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom trolled the shit out of Donald Trump and said something that truly no one else is saying. I mean, we're saying on this channel, if you want to help us say it to more people, please do hit subscribe and hit like, because it makes it so that this video gets seen by more people.
Real quick, did you know Keith is on Instagram and about to hit 250,000 followers? Just thought you'd...